More now on Iyad Alawi. He comes out of the Iraqi National Accord. That was an anti-Saddam Hussein movement, mostly of ex-Iraqi army officers and former Baathists who had fled the country. He was an advocate of a military coup in Baghdad, but none ever succeeded. He had wanted the U.S. to try to hold the Iraqi army together. Last fall, he urged recalling the army, minus its most political units and commanders. At the time, he told us in a telephone interview about how helpful many Iraqi officers had been in the war to oust Saddam Hussein from power.
I negotiated with high commanding officers in the west of Iraq, and they surrendered without shooting a bullet, and they were ready to take orders from the political forces and the coalition.
Instead, the army was disbanded. Patrick Coburn of the British newspaper The Independent has written about Alawi. Patrick Coburn, here's a man who was a physician, a Baathist party member. What made him a dissident?
He became a dissident in the 1970s when he was in London. He'd been sent here by the Ba'ath Party as a student representative and to keep an eye on Iraqi students. And he switched sides at that time and was reported to have close links with British, the British security services by the late 1970s when the Iraqi intelligence tried to kill him. Agents attacked his house just on the edge of London and tried to murder him with an axe and knives, and he was quite badly injured.
He's often described as having been close to the CIA as well and having organized a plot to overthrow Saddam Hussein in the 90s.
That's correct, yes. His reputation is of somebody who was originally associated with MI6, British Foreign Intelligence, and then moved over to the CIA. In the 90s, his organization, the Iraqi National Accord, is one of the building blocks of the Iraqi opposition in exile. And in 1996, it set up headquarters in Jordan, from which it was organizing an attempted military coup in Baghdad, which collapsed, and most of those involved were arrested, tortured, and many of them executed by Saddam Hussein.
If indeed he is to emerge as the prime minister, at least for a year or several months in Baghdad, what does that say about politics in Baghdad? What idea has triumphed if indeed Dr. Alawi is the prime minister?
Well, the problem of him being prime minister is that in the eyes of most Iraqis, he's a typical exile, somebody who spent more than a quarter of a century outside Iraq and somebody who they can't identify with. Secondly, insofar as he is known, it's for these links with foreign intelligence services. And again, this will make it very difficult for the interim Iraqi government to acquire a reputation for being independent of the United States or Great Britain.
Speaking to us from London, Patrick Coburn of The Independent, the author, along with Andrew Coburn, of Out of the Ashes, The Resurrection of Saddam Hussein. Thanks a lot for talking with us.
Thank you.